Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have an interesting story, and I invite you to listen to it. The title of today's story is The Magic of Thinking Big. Several years ago, I witnessed an exceptionally impressive sales meeting. The vice president in charge of marketing for this company was tremendously excited. He wanted to drive home a point. He had with him on the platform the leading representative in the organization, a very ordinary-looking fellow who earned the year just a little under $60,000. The earnings of other representatives averaged $12,000. The executive challenged the group. Here is what he said. I want you to take a good look at Harry. Look at him. Now, what's Harry got that the rest of you haven't? Harry earned 5 times the average, but is Harry 5 times smarter? No, not according to our personnel tests. I checked. They show he's about average in that department. And did Harry work 5 times harder than you fellows? No, not according to the reports. He took more time off than most of you. Did Harry have a better territory? Again, I've got to say no. The counts averaged about the same. Did Harry have more education? Better health? Again, no, Harry's about as average as an average guy could be, except for one thing. The difference between Harry and the rest of you, said the vice president, the difference is that Harry thought 5 times bigger. Then the executive proceeded to show that success is determined not so much by the size of one's brain as it is by the size of one's thinking. This was an intriguing thought, and it stayed with me. The more I observe, the more people I talk with, the deeper I dug into what's really behind success, the clearer the answer. Case history after case history proved that the size of bank accounts, the size of happiness accounts, and the size of one's general satisfaction account are dependent on the size of one's thinking. There is magic in thinking big. We'll learn more about the story after a break.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to this another show of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. In this show, we are going to talk about the difference between foresight and long dreams. Foresight is a type of planning that every wise person needs, because everyone should think about the necessity, because everyone should think about the necessary measures for his future life. Measure the ups and downs of the work and do the necessary consultation, then plan a comprehensive and workable plan according to all of these consultations that he received from different people and try to implement them. But the long dreams and long desires have been condemned in the narrations, and they are the same imaginary and sensual ambitions that make people busy and neglectful. Foresight and planning for the future gives people peace and hope in life. It brings mental and spiritual vitality, But long hopes and dreams keep longing and reaching for unreasonable things in the heart and makes life bitter and destroys peace. In our religious teachings, collecting wealth and capital and savings is approved with the purpose of sacrifice and service to the people and to achieve the pleasure of God, or for charity and beneficence to the others. It is also approved for the purpose of making people independent from others and preserving one's self-esteem. So we want to say what we are talking about foresight is quite different with what we have in what we know about long dreams and, let's say, long desires. So this collecting money and wealth and capital can be seen in either two ways. If this is with the purpose of serving the servants of God, so it is highly respected. But when it goes to personal affairs of a person and to just accumulate wealth and capital, it becomes something which is not approved and accepted. What is rejected from the viewpoint of Islam, and which is one of the examples of long dreams and wishes, is wealth accumulation that I actually referred to. So we mean that competition in abundance and increase of wealth is not accepted and not approved. But when, as I said earlier, when it is being done for the sake of God, to help others, to sacrifice it to those who are in need, and whether they are poor or needy, so it becomes something, another totally different concept. It is obvious that a lot of wealth gathering has no motive other than the evil desires or arrogance and pride. Therefore, because we have seen the cases and the examples and the people who are afflicted with this, and we are seeing them even today in our daily lives. The rich people of the world, I mean, when they just enumerate and enlist them in newspapers and the magazines, and they just are proud of what they have, what they own. And they want, every year they are actually rated, they are rated based on the, let's say, the highest capital that they have accumulated. Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Therefore, the savings that are provided for a lot of wealth and honor out of pride and honor will become a source of neglect, become a source of negligence and pride of the person. And Islam has a negative opinion on it. But we have to emphasize this point, that Islam is not against prosperity and comfort of the man, but this prosperity is approved to the extent that the spiritual supports are not destroyed in the light of prosperity. Material efforts are acceptable to the extent that the Muslim striver can reach the true giver of blessing, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thank Him for His blessings from material goods and supplies. So, you see, I want to ask the respected listeners not to judge what we are saying. I want to invite the respected listeners to judge us very fairly. So we are talking about accumulating wealth and capital. We said that it there are two different, perspectives towards these two. It can be a good action because it is going to serve the servants of God and it is going to be sacrificed for the sake of God with a pure intention. But if it is going to be collected with the intention of accumulating money and wealth just to have the arrogance and pride of it, so it is totally rejected. In order to clarify the topic, that is the limits of long-term wishes and its difference with future, with the future vision, because what we are talking about, foresight or future vision, is exactly accumulating money with that divine purpose and divine intention. First, we have to look at the status of property, wealth, and economic efforts in religious teachings. Then at the definition of long-term wishes from the perspective of ethical scholars. Then we will understand the issue of foresight and savings from the perspective of verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Holy Prophet and in the and infallibles. So I hope that you find this show beneficial, and I'd like to invite you to listen to us in our upcoming sessions where we shall talk about some other issues. Till then, I'll leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.